Pesach Lishmaya, Yud Beis Adar, 3 days until Purim. So here we go. There's no better way to prepare for Purim. And then the Torahs of the Rebbe, Rav Matl Shlita. I learned this last part over Shabbos, so it was Givaldik. So, Rav Matl, he spoke here. It's the Chinner Rebbe. Right? Mamish, I don't even have Diburim to say. Just Mamish Tzadik Yisod Olam, and I don't know if there's anyone like him in the world. Mamish. See, especially him by Purim. He himself told me, right? Which is a geschmack to hear him. I asked him what he should learn on Purim. And he said you should learn with Chesky. Learn my Purim Torahs. And he said the Torahs I say on Purim are very good. Right, he has a specific feel, a specific comfort with Purim. So his Purim Torahs happen to be that he's not lying, they're mamish awesome. So we're just going to pick up in the middle of this piece. It's called Mechias HaMalek Purim Begilei Achtas HaHavavir. It's Maimer Beis, so Os Dalet. Page Ayin Gim. Divrei Torah. Pretty good name, huh? Ready? So right, when you enter into a deeper svarim, you're going to see that it's always Hava's on the right side and Yira's on the left side, right? Chesed and Gvura. So the way it speaks about them is that they're two opposites, apparently. So that's a good question. Halohim shnei hafichim. How could it be by Hashem that a hav and yira are one thing? Right, everything by Hashem is achdus legamrei. So how could be they're two opposites? Amnam yesh leis bonin im a hav yira heim achin beis hafichim. So now a person has to think about it, which means that you get to the depth of the matter. Is it really true that a hav and yira are two opposites? Ki aloha hefech shel a hava einen a yira. Right, if you take what's the opposite of a hava, it's not yira, rather the fucha shel a hava he sinna. It's hatred. Right, v'chena hifucho shal yira in a hava. The opposite of yira isn't a hava. Ella kalas rosh. Right, she'ena misnag bira. Kalas rosh means like frivolness. You know, like you act just like how do you translate have like kalas rosh? Like frivolous, right? Like kala silliness, right? Yeah. Silliness without right carelessness, right? So you see that a hava and yira aren't the opposites of each other. So what's going on? But they're always associated. They're the opposites. Amnam. Masha Hava Vira Nikram Shte. Okay, let me just give you a background. What Rav Matl does, he doesn't just like give you a vort on Purim. He builds up a sugya, and then you're going to understand the Indian of Purim and Amalek in a much deeper way. Okay? So you have to have patience learning this. Amnam. Masha Hava Vira Nikram Shte Afichim. The fact that a Hav and Yira are called two opposites, who rock with Poel Yotze Shabem. It's only what comes out from them, right? Only the results from them. Shahava Goremes Kirva. Right? What it means is that a hava causes someone to come close, and yira causes someone to come far. Right? So at the shoresh hadava, right, a hava and yira, what is it? That they're together. They're opposites only. The results look of what opposites. But if you go back to right, it goes like this. You start from the beginning. So one goes this way, the other goes this way. So look at complete opposites. But the shoresh bedaver, they're one. V'kirva v'richuk hey mishtei hafach. Those are two opposites, right? Aval be'emes, ahav v'yira b'shorsham, einam shteyafachim. But really, ahav and yira at their shorash, the root, are not two opposites. Sheichom la'ahov eschaviro, li'rei mimenu, b'chada machtav, ein shem stir l'zeh l'zeh. Right? Meaning that what? You could have a thing where you love your friend, but you also have yira of him. Right? You love your Rebbe, right? But you also have yira. You love your parents, but you also have yira of them. Right? You have those two working at the same time. So it's not two opposites, you see. Right? Sheichom la'ahov eschaviro, you could love your Rebbe, but also have fear of him. Yiras Haromas, you know, Yiras Haromas is right, higher level of Yira. Vigam Yiras Onesh. Yiras Onesh also is fear of punishment. Exactly. Right, it's that you love your Rebbe so much that you have such a Yira and respect for him. So you see, it's not they're working together, right? It's not a steer to hava. It goes together with it. It's from such a respect. When a person wants to bring a hava and yira together to realize that it has a complete achdus, so the nekuda is like everything chassidus is all about is what? You have to go to the shoresh hadavar. You have to get to the root, to the pnimius hadavar. Only what the results are, which is very far from the shoresh, is opposites. But in the pnimius, at the shoresh davar, what is it? There's an achdus gamur. Okay, so we see we just built up a yisod about the difference between something at the shoresh davar and something at the pnimius and something at the chitzonius. Yeah? So now we're going to go into the inyan of a malik. Okay? A Malik is snagged to Shorash Kedusha. A Malik's whole Indian is that they're misnagged to the Shorash Kedusha, the root of Kedusha. Right, it's very gishmak. Listen to this, Chevra. Vine. A Malik misnagged la Kedusha, right? When it comes to being misnagged to Kedusha, that's a Malik's whole Indian. Anywhere you see Kedusha, a Malik always tries to get into the scene of that to destroy that. Ubiyoser, Kihu misnagged the Shorash Kedusha, right? So it's not just that they're against Kedusha, rather against the Shorash of Kedusha, right? The root of it. I mean, a Malik goes to the Pnimiyas Hadavar. Okay, Kemoshikas, so like it says about Minram, Parshas Balak, Rishis Gaim Amalik, Shehu Holich Ara Shoresh. That Rishis means that Rishis is the Shoresh. So Pasuk says about Amalik that Rishis Gaim Amalik, right? That the first of all the Gaim is Amalik, which shows that what? Amalik, Shehu Holich Ara Shoresh. That Amalik goes, they don't just attack you, Bechitonis, they go to the Shoresh Adavar. Aval, Livnei Adam, for us, we grew up in modern Orthodox communities, Kasha B'Yosra Leich Al Shoresh. It's very hard for us to get to any Shoresh. Why? Because in the places we grew up, everything is about Chitzonius. Everything. Right? Ubechlal, even here, I'm saying not that it's a bad thing, but everything here, left and right, you have a challenge, you have a workout, you have a dopamine, you have this, which is good, but what happens sometimes is that a person's relationship with Torah could be what? If someone's offering me prizes, then I'll do it. If not, then... You never get, you could chasram never get to the Pnimiyas Hadavar, which is what a Malik loves, right? Not to say these things aren't, these things are great, but you have to know it's not the Tachas Hadavar, right? Ubechlal, HaKadusha Einam Esgaz Kol Kach Benakel. Ubefrat Shorosh HaKadusha. Person has to know, to get to the Shorosh of Kadusha, the root of holiness, it's not easy. It doesn't come just like that. It requires work. Right? For example, if you want to dig, digging is not easy. To dig into the ground, it's hard. You have to break through the ground. Right, this is the claw in the world. Most people in the world are very chitzoniistic people, and they don't go to the Pnimiyas Hadavar. Forget Pnimiyas Hadavar, forget Chassidus for a second. It's just stam in anything. Right? They're normally very stuck on the outside of everything. Keep going, for example, Kisholich Adam Litol Yad of the Suda. When a person wants to go wash his hands for a Suda, okay? Rov Bnei Adam Yachshu Rak Al Mitzvahs Nitzias Daim. Most people think about just doing the mitzvah and Tias Daim, washing hands. He says a very sharp line here. Today, if a person even thinks about that he's doing a mitzvah in Tiyas Daim, that's already a madriga. But that's what we're going to now. Right? When's the last time you thought about washing your hands in the morning? What a mitzvah. Most people don't even think about that, right? They don't go to think about that there's a shoresh davar that the Bori Olam wants you to wash your hands. Right? And you don't think about the fact that right now you're going to serve the Bori Olam and doing a mitzvah, being the kind of a mitzvah. Right, you don't think about that when you do mitzvah so often. Ubezeh osa niver ritzono shel borei. Vein mishchoshev kozeh, but no one thinks about this, right? Because no one's focused on shvisi Hashem neatzamid. Because like we spoke the other night, no one does this vodis. No one has a relationship with the Borei Olam, right? Halo rov bnei adam choshvim rak anfei anafim shel shorosh. Right, it's like there's a tree, and then there's the bark, and then there's the leaves, and there's the fruits, and there's this. We're stuck all the way out, right? We're like we just have the fruit in our hand now. It's like imagine a person says a brach on an apple. Right, without knowing that the apple came from a tree, which grew, which had to be watered, had to be this, right? So it's so disconnected from Shoresh. Uma'atim hema holchim ala Shoresh. Very few. Only the Bnei Aliyah go to the Shoresh Adavar. Vafil la'amor al Shoresh nafsham ba'atzmam. Even to understand who you yourself are, right? To get to yourself, to do his bordis, to speak to Borodon, to find out who you are. No one does that. This is a big line, Chevra. V'rubam shel Bnei Adam chayim rak b'chitzonius. Most people in the world that we come in contact with, that I've grown up with, are just mamish chitzoniistic people. No sheikhs to any pnimius. Aval, here we go, chevra. Aval amalek usharashi. The whole union of amalek in klipa, in tuma, is their whole union is that they don't stay at their whole union. They go to the shorash adavar, right? They go to the pnimius adavar. Ki asitra achra hi luma kedusha. We know that the sitra achra, which is the yitzara, is total opposite of kedusha. Yeah. The whole match is beakadusha. Yes, umazela habdil itz asitrach. We said a couple of times from the Zohar Kaddish, right? Whatever's going on in the world of kedusha, right? So too you'll have in the world of tumah. For example, New Yakim Moshe, give me an example. Something happened in kedusha, and the total opposite happens in tumah. Any example?
Shomer
Negiah. Oh, Shomer Negiah. Okay, good. I'll give you an example. Name me two people that one person's kaddish, one person's tumah at the same time. No. Purim. You have Mordechai, but you also have Haman, or Achashverosh, right? You have Moshe Rabbeinu, but you also have Paro.
Are they not like a person who is...
All right, no. Just an example, right? You have Motzei Shabbos, and you have Saturday night. right? You have Hanukkah and you have Xmas. You have Purim and you have Halloween. Right, you have Pesach, you have Easter.
I mean, like someone on Purim.
No. Oh, that too, perfect example. Right, you have Purim. Perfect example. Purim, you have Mamar, someone Adal Yada, where they're just crying to Borei Olam. You have another person that drinks so much that what they're just crying that, oh God, please pump my stomach. Chas v'shalom. But that happens, right? Because the person doesn't know, right? So it's always working like that. V'amalik mistakel al kol davar kimosha sitracha mistakel b'shorash v'ina mistakel al enough. That a Malik's whole Indian is that they're always focused on the Shoresh Hadavar. They're always focused on the Pnimius, which is like, what does it mean? If Malik's focused on the Pnimius? Yeah, but let's see what that means. The Stam Goyim Yichol Lishnoh Es Am Yisrael Mepnei Chitzoniyosam. Go on the Vusam Mitzrasam, right? A lot of Goyim, you see a lot of Jews also, we don't want to speak about that. A lot of Goyim can hate Jews. Why? Because they have beards, they have payas, right? They speak a different language, and it's all valid reasons. It's not valid reasons, Chashram, but it's all valid reasons in their eyes because they're different, right? Aval Malik, they don't hate Klal Yisrael because we have payas or we have beards or we have shtreimels, right? Or we wear tzitzis or tefillin. Aval Malik mistakel al shoresh. A Malik looks at the shoresh. V'sones Yisrael be'etzem. A Malik hates us in our pnimius, at our etzem. V'pneishu sone kol davar shbekedusha ba'ofen shoreshi. Because they hate everything at the shoresh, at the root hadavar, that's where a Malik is. Yeah? That's why you see the hate of a Malik. That's why the hate that Hashem has on a Malik also is so strong. Right? Parsha Zach, where else do you have that? That Malik to wipe out, to kill them. But, exactly, why it's such a strong hatred. Because they have that hatred for us. Right? Person asks, do we have that hatred for them? Do you have that hatred for the Yitzhara, like the Malik has for us? Veitzah, Sitra Achra, Hashoresh misgale b'nekel yosem etzakdusha. But by the sister Acher, it's much easier to get to the Shoresh, right? Ki hakedusha ena manicha es atzmo lezgalas. Because in Kedusha, it doesn't just come out revealed. You have to work for Pnimius, right? We know that. Kabbalah is very hard, right? Gemara is very hard, right? Mash eken sister Acher. Hi haklipa she megalas atzmo b'nekel. For example, the Yitzhara could offer you everything, right? You can go on the internet and do all the sins in the world with a snap of a finger. It's so easy, and that's the Shoresh of all tumas right there. You don't have to work for it. It can be in your pocket. The whole world of Tumah is right there. V'amalek ain tzarach la'avoda gidola k'dei liyosharashi. Ki b'neke lo ma'od lishnoas Yisrael b'sharash. Right? For a Malik, it's not hard to get the Shoresh because all of Tumah is throwing it out, you take me. Right? That's what that world is. Amnam, listen to this. Amnam mikol zed nasa tova l'kedusha. But l'maisa, we have to say thank you to a Malik. Right? Because they do a big tova for us. Why? Ki kasher hasitracha paul ba'ofen shorashi. Since the sitracha and amalek always going towards the shoresh, towards the panemius, aydezem or gam kenes shoresh kedusha. Therefore, the order of the shoresh kedusha. That hold on, if they're going to the shoresh, why aren't you going to the shoresh? Right? It's like if amalek's waking up early to go attack you, and the yitzhara is waking up before you to go make sure you don't get out of bed. Why are you not up before the yitzhara? Right? If the Arabs are praying at 5 a.m. and they're all up, why aren't you up? Right? I'm not talking to myself also. Why am I up? If they're up, right? Because what? Because since they're opposite us, they ordered the Kedusha also. They don't realize that. If they go and attack us at our Shoresh, at our root, that's order us to what? To realize that. What does that mean for us? No? That we also have to go to our Shoresh. We have to go to our root. We have to go to Pnimius Hadavar. So again, coming back to Havanira, a Malik attacks the Havanira at the Shoresh. Right? Which we said, the Shoresh is one. The Kavan Shibisharasham Himechad, Hare Aideis Naguso Shal Malik, Bishoresh, Mizgala Bezer Shoresh Akadusha, Ech Shemechad. So because a Malik attacks the Shoresh, that means a what? It's an order of the Shoresh to realize that what? Everything's Echad. So what a Malik thinks they're attacking us and trying to mess us up, well, if we use that for our positive, it's what? It's tomorrow us to also go for Pnimius. To not just be a Chitzoniistic Jew. If a Malik's not Chitzonius, then they're the most Chitzonius. They represent all Tumah. How much more so for us? You have to ask yourself that question. Right? If my enemies are doing it, then how could I not? But my Shoresh is actually a Shoresh of Kedusha, which means something. Right? V'amalik halohu sone es Kedusha. Sh'asina hihi fucha shalahav velo shalira. Right? You see what a Malik's whole Indian is, that it's sinna. Right, which is the opposite of Ahava. Mela kasher Malik bo nemad kol davar al mekomo mizgala shelo yira hi hefech Ahava el sinah hi hefech Ahava. So what a Malik teaches us is that what that since their sin is at the Shoresh, it shows us what? Oh, what's the opposite of sin at the Shoresh? It's Ahava, not Yira. So a Malik, what a Malik reveals to us is that Ahav and Yira, which seem as two opposites in the world, which seems that Hashem is two things that are opposite, what does a Malik reveal to us? That Ahav and that Yira is really one. At the shores, it's all Echad. So in essence, a Malik is mechazik us in Achdus Yisparach. Right? Now this is very nice. V'chein, a Malik. If you take the words a Malik, break up a Malik into two words. What do you get?
Amalik.
Good, but now mix. Amkal. So Amkal, what does Kal mean? What did we say before about Kal?
Careless.
Oh, very good. So now Malik is Osios Amkal, which that means what? Shehu noeg Kalis Rosh b'chol davar shabkedusha. I mean, you know, you could have a great tish, right? You have a gishmak chavrusa, right? Everything's going gishmak, and like in you have that one guy who's mamish like a jokester, and he comes and ruins everything. You know what I'm talking about? You could have a guy like that you could have. You could mamash be in a very serious shmooze. You could be in Yom Kippur. And you could have a guy that comes over and says, you know, makes that joke that like ruins the whole vibe. That's a Malik Solinian. Is that they come and tell you, oh, you're doing something B'Kedusha? It's, come on, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's much better to go sit in the base medrash with, you know, Shana Alef and Shana Bet kids and follow what's going on in the NHL trade deadline. That's a Malik. Right? But no, I'm from. So what are you doing in a base medrash checking NHL trade deadline? You know, that's a Malik. I'm Kal. That when it comes to Kedusha, it's Kalas Rosh. It's carelessness. Shekulam nispalu me'anisim shal yitzim tzrayim. Ki shamu am yirgazim. Right? It says all the nations of the world, what happened was when the sea split, all the nations of the world were terrified of Klal Yisrael. They wouldn't touch them. Who was the only nation who didn't get afraid? Rak Amalek haya velo yirei Elokim. So the Malik said, so. The mashal they gave is that we were like a burning hot bath of water, and a Malik jumped in. Right? The Malik said, who cares? Again, it's when it comes to a davarship kedusha, they say, no, who cares? Right? V'noeg kalus b'chol hanisim, machmas godos sinas l'kedusha. Because they hate kedusha at the shoresh so much, anything with kedusha, they try to make it into carelessness. Yeah? So we see from that is that Ahav is not the opposite of Yira. Ela Kalis hu hefech Yira. That Kalis Rosh is the opposite of Yira. Ukshem shemach masgo da Ahav Hashem nasan lanu Hashem's baruch seder misuder al pi Yira. Since of the Ahav that Hashem gave us, the seder of the world is in Yira. V'rotz Hashem's baruch sheniyem misudarim al pi Yira. Now he wants the world to go through Yira, which means that what? Keeping yourself in Gedarim, right? V'nachshov karay al pi olam hamachshava. So this says that basically when Hashem created the world, He first created the world. He wanted to create the world with derech yira. Yeah, the yira, this way there's a seder to the world. And it doesn't just like, you know, go crazy. Hakol, why did Hashem do this? The reason why I did this, Hakol mipnei ahav es Hashem yisbarach osanu. V'avasol es seder ha-tor shalchei natan lanu es seder. Hashem wanted to give us a seder of yira. Why? Because He loves us so much. What does that mean? Aren't those two opposites? Right, ahav and yira? The answer is that no, a Malik wants you to think they're opposites. But a Malik, by them going to Shoresh, reveals that what? Ahav and Yira go together. It's one thing. It's not an opposite. Kach a Malik who has sinas alakus. A Malik's whole idea is that they hate godliness. They hate ruchnius. Vizos gorim lo shi'ivatel as kol davar shashayim barach ohev. Bof and blitam. That anything that Hashem loves, a Malik Shem says, what's the Indian? Why do you care about this? The kevan Hashem is barach ohev as a seder shemaora yira. Since Hashem loves the seder, that's maora yira shemayim. Lachina malik mevatel ze a seder v'noig bo kalas rosh. That's why Malik's whole inyan is that they attack again. Just to step outside for a second, yeah. Yira shemayim. Hashem sent the world, set the world that it goes b'derech yira. Right? That there's gedarim, there's halacha. A Malik's whole inyan is what kalas rosh, which means what? Don't follow halacha. Come on, you know what I mean? It's all a hava, right? So that's the whole thing is Kal Shosh, to make light of everything that's holy, right? And you have people like this. I mean, believe me, when you get back, you're going to see there's so many people like this that everything that's kedusha, they always try to make light of it, and they try to ruin every vibe. And they don't realize they mamish make a big roshim, and they ruin a lot of things like that, right? The chol zeh hu machmas godal sinas la kedusha hu kemosha hava de kedusha his kasha la aseir shal yira kacha sinas shal maik his kasha le kalas. Just as a hava of kedusha is connected to yira, so too, the sin of a Malik is connected to the Kalis. Right? The sin of them is ma'orer all the carelessness. Shekevan shesone la kedusha, yamti kol mine shtusim, kedesh yuchol yos v'lo yirei Elokim. Since they hate kedusha so much, a Malik's whole inyan is they try to do whatever they can to make you think that kedusha means nothing. Right? I mean, whenever you're feeling that, like, wow, I'm learning really well, a Malik comes and says to you, well, what's the point? You know, you're a high school kid. You know, I'm really having a strong tefillah. Yeah, but the Rangers just made big trades. Go check that out. It's much more important. Well, Macy, you'll find it anyway, but why would you mevatel seder for that? You know, it's like a person who's checking like 24/7, like updates, just to find what trades are going on. You're going to end up finding out anyway what's going on. Instead, you were just mevatel 4 hours of learning because of that. Right? And that's amongst Indian. Kalas Rosh. But the Kalas Rosh means also that what do you think, they say to come like this. Shlaim, Yaakov Moshe, Eitan, what's your Torah doing? You think your Torah is any better than Chaim Kanevsky's Torah? You think your Torah is any better than Hashanah Bekka here? And the answer is, yeah, why are they any better? Hashem loves every Jew. Right? I mean, just as Chaim Kanevsky is learning, so too your Torah is also precious to the Borei Olam. But Amali comes and tells you, but you're not a Gadol Ador, so why do you care? Hashem doesn't care about you. That's the Kalas Rosh. To make you think that my Torah is unimportant. That me learning right now, being most in effort to learn an extra minute, doesn't matter. It does matter. But Amalek attacks that so strongly because they hate Kedusha. And the biggest Kedusha is Torah. They mamish hate it. Right? Name me something you mamish hate. Yeah? Who do you like? You're a giant. You hate the Jets. And you hate the Giants. You hate the Patriots, right? Yeah?
I'm a Jets fan.
Yeah, but you hate the Patriots.
Yeah.
Right? You're a Jets fan also?
Giants.
Jets fan, so you hate the Eagles. Yeah? So is there anything worse than the Patriots and the Eagles play each other in the Super Bowl? Right? You mamish hate that. You hate them so much. You don't want anyone to win the game. So that times that by a billion, that's a Malik's whole Shida by Torah, by Kedusha. They mamish hate it, they'll do anything to not let it happen. Memela, two more paragraphs cover, then we'll finish. Okay? Memela, Kasher Mizgala, Malik Viloch Mimimo. Right? When we fight versus Malik, Vinasa Inyan Hisnag the Sharashi, La Havi Yurik the Kedusha, and that they fight, again, their fight isn't something that's in Chitonius. It's a Pneumistic fight. For example, who's the Yitzhahara today? A Malik is the Yitzhahara, so it's Pneumius. So what happens is, when a Malik fights you at the Shoresh, that means that your job is to get to the Shoresh. And it's revealed to you what? That Ahav and Yira, that Hashem has Ahav and Yira, that you could have Ahav and Yira also, it becomes that it's Echad. Only when it comes to results is the two opposites. Echad Rak, Mishu Tzadik, Ki Hashem Yisbarach lo yiskal rak al pi haseder. Hashem's only revealed through the seder. Ava konza hu rak v'maisa pol. But it's only through the poel. Amnam kim shem is bonin. It means you think about it, right? You misbodeit on it, misbonin on it. B'shoresh gavana shazah seder shal yira. Hare gavana hi kol kula hava. The whole seder that Hashem set in yira is kula hava. Why? Because when you set the gedarim of yira, of halacha, what's the point of halacha? Kirva selokim. It's the biggest ahava. Right? Mimela kshibam lemakom shisham eich ena maisa paul kisham hu ashoresh hare sham heim inyan echad mamish. That you realize when you get to the shoresh davar, everything's in achdus. It's all echad. It's all one. Vamalek shu misnagid shorashi, a malek that their nikudah is they go to the shoresh davar and fight against that goreim. So they don't realize, but what they cause sheis galash shorash and mekedusha. Because they ma'or us. So the Maisa, again, they're like our friend in a way. That they're ma'or us to what? Get to the Shoresh. This is where you're supposed to be. V'kan nasa ha'makom shems achdim nisa meteva. So the makom that they reveal is that what seems as two opposites. You have, for example, you have Yetzias Mitzrayim and you have Purim. What's the difference between the nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the nes of Purim?
Same as having to go through a lot of hardship.
So Mitzrayim is what? The sea split. 600,000 people left a country at once in like a couple of hours. It's mamash nisim l'mal manateva that you see clearly. And what's the nase of Purim?
Is everything done through natural?
Everything's natural. So a person might say that Hashem works in two ways. One is that he works, and it's two separate things. Is that Hashem sometimes does big nisim, and that's the nisim. But everything else, it's all within teva. So what's the chiddush of Purim, chevra? Is that the chiddush of Purim is that you get to the shore of Shadavar. Yeah? That what? Shem is achdem nisim v'teva. That nisim and teva become one. Sheteva hu seder. That teva is what? It's the seder of the world. V'nisim hu l'malame seder. Right? So it seems as two opposites, right? But again, where do we see opposites occur when you aren't focused on the penimia stavar? Umizgale, but what Amalek calls us to do, because they cause us to get the shoresh, shekol ha-teva nimshach machmas ahava lo zulas. That all teva comes from where? Comes from Hashem's ahava for us. Ukimosha Malik kol kaluso leseder atora hurak machmas sinna. Just as a Malik, their whole hatred, their whole frivolness and emptiness and carelessness is what? Because of their intense sinna for kedusha, kach. So too, da kedusha kol seder atora hurak machmas ahava. That all the seder atora, which is the seder of yira, is all from what? It's all from ahava. Right? That what Malik caused us to do is to realize that even within the Seder HaTeva, that you think is just being run by the natural world, you know what Malik caused us to do? Caused to go to the Shorosh Dover. That who's running the Teva? What's Gematria HaTeva? Gematria Elokim. Exactly. 86, Elokim, which is Hashem's name. Is that, you know who's running the Teva? Hashem's running the Teva. But if you're not at the Shorosh, then you see what? You see it as two separate things. But a Malik, again, you hear the Nakuda? Because a Malik attacks us at the Shoresh, they awaken the Shoresh. Yeah? Follow that Indian? Yeah. So therefore, they awaken us to get the Shoresh. Which is what? That way, I think Hashem's not part of Teva? He is. He's running everything. So they awaken that Teva to realize everything's Echad Mamish. Yeah? Okay, one more paragraph. This is very Gishmak. Yeah? So it happens to be, if you take Gematria Nisim plus Teva, yeah, Nisim is 160 and Teva is 81. What do you get?
160 plus 81.
Yeah, which means that it's
241.
241 is one above a Malik. The Nakud is real that Nisim and Teva is an Echad Mamish, that's one above a Malik. A Malik thinks that what? No, they're two separate things. But what a Malik causes us to do is that Nisim and Teva are one. That all of Teva is a Nis. Yeah, and all of Nis is Teva. Why? Because it's all run by the Borei Olam. Okay, here we go, Chevra. One more paragraph. Siyat Tishmaya. Vizehu Purim. Is that Purim is a yomtiv of Shorashi. It's a yomtiv of Panimius. It's a yomtiv of going to the Panimius Adavar. Ki lochvim im Shoresh HaSitra Acha. Because what? We're not fighting against the regular enemy. We're fighting against who? The Shoresh of Sitra Acha, like it said about Amalek. Reishis Goyim Amalek. That they're the Shoresh and the Rosh of all the Goyim. Va'ayidezem is galim ha-Shorashim b'kedusha. So because it's a fight of Shorashim, therefore it's a revelation of the Shorash of the root of Kedusha. Ha-Shorashim Shai Yisrael. It brings out the Shorash of Klai Yisrael. V'heim is galim b'makom ha-Shorashi zeh Beis HaMikdash. And where does it reveal? It's revealed in the place of the Beis HaMikdash. She Beis HaMikdash hu ha-makom shel asher yed benu libo. Where Hashem's lev is. Aval hu mechayev gamkein u-mikdashi tirou. So you see what? One is that the Beis HaMikdash is a place of Kula Ahava. But it also says Umikdashi Tiro. Hold on a second. Two opposites, no? Is it a Hava or is it a Yira? They're two opposites. But what we say before is that there are only two opposites where? In the world of Chitonius, yeah? But in the world of Panemius, Ahav and Yira, what is it? The Echad Mamish. So it's not a steer at all. Vein steer b'neim. Kisham hu makam ha-shoresh. Because the base of Mikdash is a shoresh ha-olam. Right? Visham haya akedis Yitzchak. So again, in the Akedis Yitzchak, yeah? Shu Ichad Ahav Yir B'Shoresh. Why? Because Akedis Yitzchak was who? Avram. Yeah, it was the greatest testimony to Ahav as Hashem. But it was also the greatest Yira. It's the greatest sacrificing your child. Right? Avram Yitzchak. Avram represents Chesed. Yitzchak represents Yira. Right?
Yeah.
And what does Hashem say to Avram? Ki ani yadati ki yari elokima. Hold on. Yari elokima. Avram's al Chesed. No, but it's his gals that Ahav and Yira is one at the Shoresh. Shisham nisgal shekola and hagas Yira hu rak machmas Ahava. That all Yira that Hashem shows us, which could be sometimes Gvura, which could be hardships at times, but what do we have to know? That it's all mitzad Ahava. But Amalek told Indian that they want you to know that any hardship you have, you know what? Hashem's not part of that. It's because he hates you. But we say every day, we say in Tehillim, Imo anochi betzara. Hashem's with us in any tzara. Right? Any time of Yira, Hashem's there with us. That's why in the Beis HaMikdash it was Nisim b'derech HaTeva. Haynu sheyu kvuim sham tam Nisim. That it was like Koveya, the Seder to the Beis HaMikdash was always Nisim. Hold on, but I thought it's Teva. But the revelation is that what? That Nisim and Teva, what is it? At the Shoresh, they're one. Yeah? K'maymer Chazal. Asar Nisim nasu l'avosin in Beis HaMikdash. There were 10 Nisim that happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Sheh Nisim nasu sham l'teva kavu. It was as if it was Teva. Which shows you that what? That at the Shoresh Hadavar, everything's Echad. It's all Achdus Mamish. V'nis Achdu... What?
I'm just telling you
so. Yeah, good. V'nis Achdu elu ashtei hanagas biyachad. Okay? Those two separate opposites, which look like they're opposites, come together. Now here we go. Five more lines. V'zehu ha-yamtov shel Purim. This is the whole Indian of the yamtov of Purim, Chevra. Shehu neis b'derech ha-teva. That it's a neis b'derech ha-teva. Which means that what? V'zeh mar'elanu, Chevra, this is the Iker line. V'zeh mar'elanu, this shows us. Shekol inyan ha-teva. All inyan of teva. Of nature. V'ayirehem kol kula havs Hashem v'nisim. All of Teva is just Nisim of Hashem. It's all Ahav's Hashem. And that's what Purim reveals us. What do we say in Purim? Nichas Yain Yatza Soru, which reveals the Panemius. Shashamis Baruch Seder Osanu Beseder Shashlemus Machmas Goda Havas Osanu. That because of Hashem's Ahava, he set it up like this. Vizehu, that's why it says, Nikalu Va'amad anafsham. It says in Megillas Esther. It says Nikalu. They gather together. Va'amad anafsham. So what does it mean? Va'amad anafsham. She'amdu al shoresh nafsham. That they got to the shoresh of who they were. Why? She'amalek misnagid la shoresh haklai Yisrael. Va'idei zeh. Because of that. Because they're against the shoresh. Bam klaisal la shoreshim shakedusha la shoresh hanefesh. Because they're fighting against the shoresh, they ma'or our shoresh and bring us to our shoresh hadavar. Which means that what? That the whole inyan of Purim, it's a day to get to the shoresh hadavar. That it comes to pnimius hadavar. It's not a day of chitzonius, right? The world can see it as a big day of chitzonius. Why? You're eating, you're drinking, right? You're giving mataros of yonim, right? Dressing up, all this stuff. But a yid who's only chitzonius, that's his relationship to Purim. That what? What am I dressing up? What am I making fun of someone else? What am I singing gramin about? Right? What type of food am I eating? But ish panimi, all those are good on Purim. But ish panimi, mom is focused on Purim. It's what? I'm coming back to myself. It's a shoresh hadavar. I'm coming back to my shoresh of who I am. It happens to be that shoresh, or shorashi, like it says here, right? Shorashi is gematria achashverosh. The achashverosh is also part of that. He tries to deny you from that shoresh. Honakudis v'nahapuchu means that Amalek's whole plan that what they don't want you to panimius dick person v'nahapuchu means that what you don't realize that you are ma'oros to it, right? Everything that Haman did, it's not just that it didn't work out for him; it was the biggest limitzchus for us because he killed Vashti. Esther comes, right? Because he sent out the first letters, the idiot, right? What happens? No one reads the second letters, right? Because he builds the eights, he's hanging on the eights. Because he gives the king the eights to take this guy out on the horse in the middle to show everyone who it is, right? Who's taken? He pulls Mordechai on there. V'nahapuchu realizes that what Haman did everything instead of us doing it, Haman revealed it for us, right? And that's what Amalek tries to do. Amalek attacks us and they think, good, we're gonna kill him at the shoresh, but then realize that what they're ma'orah klai sol shoresh. What does it mean to ma'orah klai sol shoresh? It means that each one of us comes to our shoresh on Purim. The nekud is to tap into your soul. Nichas yayin yatsa sod doesn't mean I drink wine and then I start saying things. Nichas yayin yatsa sod means what? My sod comes out, that I reveal my sod to myself. That I find myself on Purim. And I find that what? That my whole life, which I think is just tevadik, and I have no sheikhas to godless, it reveals to you on Purim. No, you do have sheikhas. And you could be something. And that's how an ish panimi prepares for Purim. So it's a day to come out and to be something. That's what I said before, is that how do you end Shabbos? Havdalah. How do you end Pesach? Shavuos, Sukkos, right? Havdalah. How do you end Purim? You don't end Purim. There's no Havdalah to Purim. But what that means is, what the Rebbe says, what that means is that just as Purim comes and reveals to you that all Seder HaTeva, all the Olam HaTeva that you think is just Seder HaTeva, Purim reveals, no, it's all Olam HaTeva. And that doesn't end. There's never an end to that. Right? That doesn't stop being, okay, now I come back to Teva. No. You enter into Purim, you don't come out of Purim as the same person. Your mom is a different person. Legamre. Right? That's why the whole Indian of Purim is actually very interesting. Chayv inish lebesume bipuraya adalal yada. So lebesume has a couple of different meanings. One, Rashi says leishtaker. Right? Lebesume also, the Gemara Sukkah means like a sweet tune. Right? But lebesume also, lashon of bosem. Right? It's lashon of besamin. Right? Of perfume. So what's an Indian of perfume? Reuven's like, say, if you go into a perfume store, how do you come out smelling?
Like perfume.
Same, that's exactly the Kuz of Purim. Purim's all about smelling. Why? Because the whole Indian of Purim is what? You enter into Purim, you leave out smell like a Purim dikid. For example, I'll tell you what, a nice cool remez, yeah? Purim is a big sheikhas to this whole Indian, okay? It goes like this. Is that Mordechai, where do we know Mordechai's name from? Maradachia, which is one of the spices of the Ketores. Okay, Hadassah. Esther is Hadassah, another good smelling thing. Haman is gematria Chelbana, right? Vashti is compared to a certain spice, right? Last week's parsha ended with Taurus. This week's parsha has a lot of the spices, right? Because the whole India, it's all shaykh to the nose, to smelling. So what's unique about smelling? It goes like this. At the chait of Adam Rishon, yeah? Let's go, okay? Adam Chava, they saw the tree. Seeing, they tasted from the tree, they touched the tree, and they listened to Lashon Hara. What's the only sense that wasn't pogame, that wasn't affected? Is the smell. That's why when you smell besamim, you know what gets benefit from the besamim? The neshama. So the whole inyan of Purim is all shayach to besamim, right? Libesume, Mordechai, Esther, right? Why? Because it's a day of what? Of Eitzah Chaim. It's a day of purity. You come back to the shoresh of a Jew. That shoresh of a Jew is called what? The Pintel Yid. And it reveals to you that in your Shoresh, you're a Yid. And you're Tahor. And it reveals to you that what? Drink from the Eitz HaChaim. That's all Nekuda of Purim. Purim is that one of the opinions, I think Ori Dadeo says, one of the opinions is that Adam ate from what? A grape. Right? So Svarim say that what he was supposed to do, he's supposed to wait until Shabbos, and he would have made Kiddush on that grape. It would have become Yain. And he would have drank from that. And that's the whole idea of the yain you drink on Purim, is what? The yain of the Eitz HaChaim. Right? That, well, how do you know that? Because it goes like this. What's the idea of Purim? Chai v'inish le'besumei b'priya ad de'lo yada. De'lo yada means what? Ad de'lo yada. That it's not, that's not what? That's not the Eitz HaDas. You're drinking from the Eitz HaChaim. That's all in your Purim. That's like Purim. The whole Metzias of Purim is what? The Gemara says, Purim is what? Mimavas l'chaim. The whole in your Purim is just Chaim. Chaim, 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 Chaim. Like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Vayhi me'achashverosh. Vayhi, what? Ein vayhi ela lashon t'chias ha'mesim. It's all that Eitz HaChaim. It's all coming back to that shoresh. The shoresh. That's the nekuda, chevra. Don't forget, it's the shoresh. To come the primiest of the day. To grab time of the day. Don't just wake up and be like, hey, well, what am I drinking? No, grab tefillah. Shachar should be strong. The tefillah should be strong. The Torah should be strong. Whatever you can get it, the quality of it should be strong. So b'siyat shemayim, we take the eitz of the Rebbe. Through that, a malik is ma'oras to get their shorash. However, b'siyat shemayim, b'zochar, mikavah, days of Purim, b'kedusha.